We're good?
Yeah. Thank you. Okay. Let's begin. We'll call to order. Present, we have myself, Mr. Lasker, okay, and Mr. Greenberg. We have a quorum. Mr. Zeidel is sick. He will not join us today, and I hope we'll see Mr. Greenwald later. So we have a quorum. So let's begin with a Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. I'll make a motion to open public comment period.
I'll second that.
Second by Mr. Lasker. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Does anyone want to speak in the public comment period?
Yes.
Sure.
Is that regarding the informal meeting request?
Yes.
Okay, so we can do that after.
Yeah,
so
we can still do public.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, okay. So in that case, we will give you a slide of your own. In that case, I'll make a motion to close the public comment period.
Second
by Mr. Greenberg. Okay.
All
in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So when your lawyer is here, just let me know, and we'll move to that. Oh, you are here. Okay. Sure. So please, the floor is yours.
Mayor, just for the knowledge, we got an email request of an informal meeting request for coming in front of the village board for the temple at 8, I believe it's 8 Leytontown Road.
That's
okay. So you mentioned that anybody is welcome to come and present something informally. So here we are. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you for accommodating us.
The mic is working over there also.
My client, just down the road, you all know that the Sri Ranganatha Temple, they filed for an application for a site plan approval, January of 2023. As of now, nothing was done. And it's almost 2 years. They are waiting for the building inspector to do a court interpretation. And we finally want to come before you so that you can do something about it. We got a special permit in 1999. To build the house of worship at 8 Leytontown Road. And this is the first time we are asking for an expansion after 25 years. The expansion is also, we need it because of the religious requirements. We're asking an enclosed corridor around the temple so our processions can be done, religious processions. Because one particularly, they do it in December. And all the priests and all the devotees, they walk with bare feet. And the men wear, their attire is not suitable for the cold weather. So they have been suffering for a long time. It's a real hardship for them to do the procession in the real cold because we follow our lunar calendar. So it sometimes comes in the beginning of December, sometimes end of December. So it's always very cold. We submitted all the pictures and everything to TAC. So TAC is waiting. They said we need a special permit for expansion also. So if that is the case, it is fine. You have the jurisdiction for the special permits on the houses of worship. So we will be before you. And but they're not moving the papers to anywhere. It's sitting there because since September 5th, that was the last meeting, they said the building inspector is going to do the interpretation of whether we also asked for a monastery type of accommodation for our priests, and it is like a communal accommodation. That is the one they want to do the interpretation, and so far they did not do it. New York State allows it, and our religious requirements are, we have the 8 shrines, And in each one, they have to do prayers and they offer things. So it takes more than one priest. So we have more than one priest doing all these things. They chant and they do the religious procedures. They follow the religious procedures, which take at least a couple of hours for each one in the morning, in the afternoon, and evening. That's why we need more than one priest, and we want accommodation for them. And during winter, we do have some accommodation in the number 4, Leda Town Road. But in the winter, they walk bare feet, and it's very, really difficult, and it's become a real hardship for us, for our priests particularly.
Can I just confirm who is it? Are you Radhika, or the attorney?
I'm Radhika.
Radhika? Yes. Okay, make sure I pronounce that right.
Yeah,
got it.
I just, I did not get involved until now, maybe like a couple of months ago I got involved. Before that, our engineers, they have been going for all the meetings and all that, and I did not come, but only for October meeting I came in first time. And before that, in August, I spoke to the attorney. He said he will talk to the building inspector. I don't believe we had any conversations about how the statute should be interpreted. And then I sent a letter to both attorneys, Mr. Nugent and the woman. And,
okay, and with you?
Yeah, that's
she's...
This is the letter, right?
No.
Separate letter.
She's our...
She wrote the letter,
engineer.
Right? Yeah.
Hi, Ramya Ramanathan. I'm the planner for the applicant's
okay.
Ramanatha Temple. I represent Advil Natural Ziegler, New City, New York. Just to reiterate what our attorney just mentioned, I know this is an informal meeting, but we did take the liberty of printing just one page excerpt for the board's reference on the timeline of our communication with the village building department, in particular, Louis Zuma, the building inspector for the village of Pomona. This is for all of your references.
You give it to the attorney? Yeah,
I have copies for all of you.
Fine. Yeah, can you at some point email me this?
Oh, for sure.
I don't keep paper, so I'm just asking.
Definitely.
That'd
be
great.
That
all right, so, sorry, go ahead.
Just to summarize our timeline, we first made the application for site plan approval because this is an amendment to the site plan with doing an extension back in January. We did appear twice between August and September of last year to get some comments from the consultants of the village. We made the changes, resubmitted. Our last meeting at TAC was September 9th, 2023. At that time, we were told that the building inspector, Mr. Louis Zuma, would have to issue an interpretation, like our attorney mentioned, on three different facets of the plan, primarily pertaining to the monastery use they're proposing, which is an additional building on the site. The village planner issued a memo, I can pass with the numbers up, detailing the three particular interpretations we need from the building inspector. These have not changed essentially since September of last year. I'd like to draw your attention to the requests for determination, the first part of the page. All of these are our dates on which we've tried to reach out to Louis Zuma on email, not including our calls to the building department to get an update on where his interpretation stands. So I would suffice to say we're doing our due part to move this project along, and we've really reached nowhere. The last act we were at was in approval, like Radhika mentioned. Louis Zuma was absent at that meeting, and we did not have any written determination on behalf of him in that meeting. So at this point, since the time we made the application back in Jan of 2023, we're looking at Jan of 2025, and this project has gone nowhere. So we're really requesting if the village would be willing to help us move this ball along. And we're all aware of the Alupa consequences and the significance of this right now. This is 2 years of delay just to get an interpretation seems excessive. We'd like your opinion and your assistance in helping this go forward.
Okay, thank you. You probably won't like what I have to say, but I haven't been involved in this so much because I generally represent the village board. This, what I don't see at all in this filing and the documents I've looked through is any special permit application to the village board, which is a separate application. Let me finish and then you can come up and address it, but that's a separate application. And the engineers, when they filed this application in January of 23, acknowledged that they needed a special permit. Your client's engineer submitted that. It does, and you know, part of the problem is for it to get to this board and for us to refer it and do like we've done with recent applications from other special permit religious uses is they file in accordance with our code, which is a dual filing, site plan and special permit. The special permit comes to us, the site plan obviously goes to the planning board. The TAC has nothing to do with the village board. That's a planning board type body that you go to have an informal or advisory conversation. So I know, like, in your letter, you know, you indicate that the TAC advised that you needed a special permit, but I don't see that to be the case because in January of 23, your client's professionals said this application requires a special permit. But when I'm looking through this file, I don't see anything that there, a special permit was ever filed. And that might be, I'm not saying it's right or wrong, part of the problem as to why you're stuck in this limbo with the planning board and haven't been before us so that we can follow through the special permit process, and it's all supposed to run together, meaning this application from day one should have been a planning board and a special permit filing simultaneously so that, and I'm only telling you this because we had this done by another applicant and there were no issues. We got it, planning board got it, it was referred, interpretations were given, and whether or not they liked them, at least they got them, you know, and it was done. So, and again, I am coming late, but I'm just saying in reviewing this file, that seems to be the missing part of the picture. Although I know you said you had a special permit from the 90s, you know, this is apparently a new building and new things happening, which would require a site plan and therefore would require the special permit.
The court is not clear about it, whether we do need for expansion or not. So that's why I wrote to you. Whether we do need it, we just file it.
Well, I understand that, but in fairness, your client said you needed it. Your submissions said you needed it. So, you know, to come later and say we're not sure if we need it, you know, if the Atzel, Nash, those are your engineers, right? They submitted a memo back in 2023. They've updated that memo four times, I believe.
Yeah.
And every time it says the same thing. This application requires a special permit. But it doesn't seem like it was filed. And then one of your letters, you said to the planning board or whoever that we're going to file a special permit. So I just feel like that's where things went wrong with this application.
That is the case. We will, next week itself, we will file a special permit. And you already have all the documentation. If you want, we will resubmit everything.
Yeah, I think you'll move faster.
Before
I think you'll move faster because you've already been to the planning board and everything. But for us, normally, the building inspector, like, we get the application, and we, if those interpretations come up that you're talking about, and send me those as well, you know, we would confer with him and say, give us your response. And if it's, hey, this can go forward, or this needs a variance, or whatever the answer is, then it goes through that process. And I'm not blaming anybody. I don't know where it went that way. I just know that that is the process in the village code, is that these things should happen simultaneously, and it doesn't look like the village board part of it and the special permit ever was filed formally. There's been a lot of discussion of it.
There was some, I don't know, like I said, only like in October I came into the board, and that's around November I sent a letter to you and Honan, and I didn't get any response from you. However, if that is the thing holding us, we will file it immediately, the special permit application.
Yeah, and I would have honestly left that to the planning board because that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not involved until I'm involved, and if there's not an application, I normally don't deal with that. But I think if you file that, that doesn't mean we can't start, you know, as the board to look at these interpretations and work with the building inspector. But in order for us to ultimately get you where you need to be, this board would be the one to issue the special permit for that purpose. So we have to have the application in order to do that.
I totally agree, and I'm going to go back to the office tomorrow and check where that application stands. Because as far as I'm aware, it's the same application. I just check off special permit and check off site plan.
No.
Is that not how it works?
Not anymore. I mean,
okay.
It might have been like that a year or two ago. I'm not sure, but there is a actual special permit application now.
Application. Okay.
But yes, you're right. On your initial application, that was another thing I noticed, is special permit wasn't checked off. That's why it looked like a planning board application
okay.
only.
Okay.
So
my client was saying that Steve Mahonan, he said he was not sure whether we need special permit for expansion or not. So there was some kind of confusion, but since you are saying we definitely need it, we will very quickly we will file it.
Yeah, I think, you know, I don't see how it wouldn't, because this is, I know, like you said, you had a special permit, but if, you know, when we issue a special permit, I can only speak for this board since I've been here, we put conditions, we put things in that, and one of them is that if there is a change in expansion and enlargement, you would have to come back, you know, to get, call it amended or just a new special permit for that site. Because otherwise, if somebody just had a special permit and they'd be doing whatever they wanted, you know, on a particular use, unless it was something as of right that you could do anyway, we're not here to prevent that. But this, from what I'm seeing, just, and again, I've only really dived into this today, it looks like it would be a special permit, but more so.
And we do need some variance, though, area-wise variance.
Yeah, that can run concurrently also with the zoning board, but. For the variances,
the board has authority to approve the special permit with variances.
You'll have to tell me what it is that you're looking for, but you know, if usually the variances would go to the zoning board if it's an area variance or something.
But if the special permit application comes in, this board has the jurisdiction to determine whether they want to grant that particular variance or not.
Well, we can look at that. I just don't know, because I don't know enough about.
How many requirements except the area-wise it is?
Say that again?
We meet the side yards and all the requirements, but we exceed the area-wise more than 10%.
Yeah, I mean, so include that, obviously. You'll reference that in the application, and we'll review that and see how it's best handled. But, you know, as far as the special permit, whether you do or don't need it, my point is that you've been saying all along you need it. You've been saying that to us. So that's makes it kind of difficult when I read a application and a letter that says we need a special permit, and then you're here saying I'm not sure we need a special permit. We didn't say that.
Well,
you did.
The engineers, they were saying, but I just came in and that's where.
I understand that.
That's why I'm asking.
Yeah, I understand it.
Since they didn't file it, that's why I was questioning whether we do need it or not.
Yeah, and listen, you could submit whatever you want with that special permit application, your letter, or if you feel there's cases that say this or that, submit that as well. You know, we'll look at that. But, you know, I think that's honestly been the problem. At least I haven't been involved because I don't have anything before me as the village board attorney. So if you want to put that in, then I think we can move this along. I think a lot of your work at least will be done because you've gone through the TAC, you've had a lot of discussions.
Yes.
So hopefully that can move it forward.
All right, so we can send in the second permit application to Jenna.
Yeah, Jenna would accept that, yes.
Thank you so much.
And if you can, to the extent you can, I think it's a requirement now, the PDF.
Yes, yes.
Oh, for sure, we'll get that.
Yeah, like a thumb drive, because as I said earlier, I hate papers, so, you know. Thank you, appreciate that.
Thank you so much.
All right.
I already reviewed everything and they are just all the issues, so hopefully we can get it quickly.
Yeah, well, like I say, we'll try to move it. I understand it's been a long time, and I'll you know, take that into consideration and try to move things for you so you're not.
Because they asked me to come in and say, okay, just then you go to court on the Uber. So that's why I thought I just would have a meeting and see where we stand.
I think it was a wise decision for you to do so, frankly. So I'm glad you came in so we can get it done, you know, the way we need to get it done. All right, and if there's any confusion on our side, I apologize, but I just haven't been involved in this at all.
No, I understand. Yeah, no, that's why when I didn't hear from you, that's just we didn't have anything before this board. That's why you probably didn't respond to me.
Yeah.
So that's why.
Okay. So we'll do what we can as soon as we get that, and I'll confer with Mr. Honan, and we'll try to get the process going together.
Look how fast they asked to come in front of the board on Friday. They're here Monday.
That's right. Rare.
You got it right away. You asked for it, you came. It's our first time. We never knew about it.
That's right. No, thank you. We really appreciate it.
No, no problem.
You
thank
asked
you.
For it, you're here Monday.
Thank you for coming and explaining everything, okay?
Okay. So, I'll make now move to item number 5. We'll have an approval of treasury report. I'll make a motion, approval resolution that the payment of general funds claims totaling $124,477.86 set forth on page 6 of the monthly abstract listing, dated October 29th, 2024 through November 25th, 2024. As submitted is hereby approved, subject to individual audits by the Board of Trustees. The payrolls of November 1st, 2024 and November 15th, 2024, as set forth in the payroll in the amounts of $12,871.26 and $13,100.05 respectively, are hereby submitted for approval subject to the individual audits by the Board of Trustees, seconded by
myself,
by Mr. Lasker. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. 3-0-2. The motion is carried. Thank you. Now, approval of minutes now.
I'll make a motion to approve the meeting minutes of
October 28th.
October 28th, 2024. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Greenberg. Any comments? Addition? Yes, I am writing it down. 1 second.
I made the motion. Mark Greenberg second.
Any deletions, comments, additions, etc.? Barring none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. 1 second. Okay. Next, G'day. Floor is yours.
Good evening.
The Otomo Conception 24 scheduled for Saturday, September 2nd, and had the match come out, so live and streaming. And the holiday season exhibition 2024, High-Quality Intelligibility, is scheduled to open Sunday, November 24, 2024, with an open reception Sunday, December 8th, from 4 to 7 p.m. Participating artists are Anthony Simpson, Raj Fendry, Barbara Dallaser, Hughes Glass, and Tony Road, Harper Painting. The live music performed with the teacher Lisa Beatrix and Paula Washington, Barbara and Barbara Stewart. The freshmen will be served. The event will be open for live attendees and will be streamed live via YouTube. The New Year Winter Concert is scheduled for Saturday, January 11th, 2025, at 7 p.m. Proposed budget for the event is $100 for the musician and $150 for the refreshment, for a total of $950.
So it's going up. It's going up. What's going on over here?
The same.
How many like people show up these days? Hey, good day. How many people come to the events these days?
It's many people.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. Like 20, 30?
Oh, more than that.
More?
Yeah.
I'm not even talking about online. I'm sure you have a lot of viewers online.
More, yeah.
That's good. That means you're running a good show.
Yes. Oh, they love
it. Keep it up. Sorry for interrupting.
And they love you.
Sorry to interrupt.
They love you. Oh, it's okay. So we'd like the mayor and the board give approval of the $950 for the concert, winter concert scheduled for Saturday, January 11th.
So I'll make a motion to approve the New Year winter concert, Saturday, January 11, 2025 at 7 p.m. for the total of $950, $800 for musicians, and $150 for refreshments. Do I have a second?
Second, I'll second it.
Second by the mayor. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So 3-0-2, thank you.
Good day, thank you for everything.
Thank you.
Keep the building safe and secure.
Yes, I did. Yes.
And we're still working. The guy, one of the people won the election. We're hoping we should be able to get some type of a grant. Hopefully
January?
After January, we're going to try to see how fast we can try to ask for a grant for the culture.
I was thinking we'll do cleaning the roof for the set because there's mold growth I thought it was getting cool now.
How much does it cost to clean up that thing? But you know, Elon, there was a company that was advertising in Pomona, so they were advertising to clean the gutter area.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe you should find out how much they charge.
Can't Chris Meredith do it?
Chris Meredith? Maybe.
He should be able to do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you know what?
It's part of landscaping,
Cole?
No?
Cole? Yeah, but it's not part of a contract. We should ask him how much he charges.
G'day, can you call Chris Meredith, ask him, Mama, if he'll do it?
We have Chris Meredith,
yeah.
our landscaper, the guy who cleans the snow. We're going to prove. Call him up.
I will get the.
Tell him, I'll give you a cell phone. I'll give you a cell phone. Okay. I should have it somewhere. I'll text it. Text me tomorrow morning. I'll text you back with his phone number.
Okay.
Call him up. Ask him to come and give you a quote and give it to us. We'll approve it.
Okay?
And if it's not expensive, tell us the amount. Maybe the mayor can just approve it and then retroactively if it's important because the winter is coming.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so give him a call tomorrow. Yeah. And if he can't, again.
Yeah, if he can't, we'll call another company. But try to see if a landscaper, we already have his licenses, insurance, and everything. It makes life easier.
Okay. That's a good
idea. We don't want him to fall or something happen, you know.
Okay. And then,
we don't want that mess, yeah.
Especially in the back, it's too high.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, good day. Thank you.
Thank you.
I love seeing you walking on your 2 feet without a stick.
Yeah.
Keep it up.
The mayor always...
Yeah.
Thank you, good day.
I wish you all a happy
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you, good day. So, new business... Number 8, Resilience Award to the Hudson Valley Regional Council. Memory serves, was there supposed to be a document here about this?
No, we have a document, the question.
Well, where
is
it?
It's just telling us that our mayor, our village engineer is doing a good job, and that he is filing the correct things with the MS4 program. And it just says that we got an award. Is that
which document are you seeing?
Is that a delivery award? Here's the document.
Okay.
There's no resolution.
Okay. Since we are on the topic, Mr. Lasker, I'm sure you're going to call Martin and congratulate him on his award. Can you also ask him about where things are standing with the documents that are needed for DASNY?
DASNY for the roof.
For the roof. And please.
And good news, Mayor. We just got approved. We're waiting for the contract, but we got approved for the $200,000 for the walking path at Burgess Meredith. The county just approved it, and we're waiting for the attorney to draft a contract agreement.
Very good news.
We'll share it, I guess, with Brian also.
Indeed.
We also are speaking about drafting an agreement. You should be getting, you were supposed to get it begin this week, but you should be getting an agreement,
IMA.
Brian needs to review it with the town of Ramapo regarding the 202 and Camp Hill upgrade.
We're making sure the firm is busy. So the IMA should have been sent already with promise. Thursday passed.
You know how the town works. You work with the town.
That'll be their contract, so that'll be done.
I know.
So yeah, hopefully we will. I'm going to send another email to Mr. Speck tomorrow, hopefully.
He probably forgot. He's swamped with work.
Well, I'm kind of hoping that before they go on their vacation... I don't want Brian to be bored over the long weekend, of course.
Yeah, do it on Thanksgiving.
Exactly. No. Unheard of.
Where's the resolution for the highway? That
yes, we'll do. We'll do it right here. Yep. When you talk to Martin, can you also tell him that if you can plan ahead, so perhaps we can
I told you, Mayor, when we got the word that it was approved, I sent an email right away to Martin. And I asked him in a nice way if we can have the bid process
out.
Everything out before the winter ends, so that when spring starts, we can start working on it. So hopefully summertime comes, people can use it for the
exactly the, you know. Specifically with the camps.
And by the way, you should see that basketball court; it's beautiful. They just did a new coating; it looks brand new. the basketball court, and we hope to have a ribbon cutting. I don't know yet when. We're waiting to hear from the county when Ed Day wants to come.
Brian will come also, right?
I hope so.
Okay. So all in all, hopefully we'll have a productive winter.
Hopefully.
And a more productive spring. Okay, brings us to the resolution on Rampo Highway Agreement.
It's always they come so late. I mean, as the winter starts, but it's okay, I guess.
Is that all towns or just a specific town?
The truth is that it's next to their budget, probably, but they only get it done.
So, this is a motion. Okay.
You sent us a resolution?
No, we did not.
No.
This is the agreement. I imagine, Mr. Nugent, you reviewed it, correct?
No, I haven't seen it.
No, but it's the same as last year.
Okay.
So, we just make a motion to allow the mayor to sign the agreement.
Yeah, to authorize.
So, I'll make a motion to authorize the mayor to sign the agreement with Ramapo Highway for the year of 2025. Do I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mark Greenberg. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
302.
And here's the notarization.
Okay. Which brings us also to another agreement with Chris Meredith for the stoplight contract.
So, Mayor, I looked it up. He looked like he went up a little bit. I didn't want to bust his chops. I said, you know what?
Oh, but it seems kind of expensive.
No,
$3,600.
I looked it up in the past, and I asked others. Nobody wants to give me for less because they have to do it before 9 a.m. both places, and if there's 10 snows, they have to clear the whole parking lot. They have to clear the path. And it's also with the hand. They have to salt it to make sure that it's not slippery till the door. So it's a commercial contract. It's not a residential. So it's a little bit more expensive. I did see he went up, but again,
he's cheaper than anybody else out there?
How much? I went out. He does also our landscaping.
I know.
His price in landscaping, I went to bid it out, and nobody came back better. Meaning I went to ask, like, different landscapers. No one came back because, don't forget, we require insurance, license, and all that stuff. It's the winter already. I think if we want to, we need to, in advance, go out and really review it. But right now, you know, we had already a snow. I think we need to just agree to that. It's not a major issue.
We had snow.
We had a little. Listen, you didn't have it. You should have seen on Haley and High Mountain. I had a guy call me. He lives off High Mountain. Mandy, why is the snowplow truck not here? I said, there was no snowplow truck. There was only a salt truck going around. So he tells me, what do you mean? We have 2 inches. I said, but you have 2 inches. No one else in the mountain has 2 inches. So again, the higher we go, the more snow they get. And that's why we have Ramapo agree to give us the contract. Havasu doesn't even want to give us the contract because the trucks get stuck a lot of times on that top of the mountain. It's not easy. So anyways, I'll make a motion, if you're okay with, to approve the Chris Meredith snowplow contract for the year, for a contract term November 1st, 2024 through April 30th, 2025 for the Village Hall and for the Cultural Center. And I would like to allow the mayor to sign the contract. Do I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mark Greenberg. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Okay, 302. You want to give me the contract?
You have it, no?
No, yeah, I do not.
Here.
I have the... I only have the...
You have two locations where you need to sign.
Did you review this?
That's the same language.
Same as last year?
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Not a problem.
I reviewed it.
And it is today the 26th, correct?
25th.
Okay. Anything for old business?
Nope.
Okay. Nothing for building and maintenance. Anything for trustee period? Anything? Okay. Office period. Jenna's not here. Anything for legal?
No.
Anything for executive session?
Yes, please.
So
can personnel matter.
Okay, so I'll make a motion to move to executive session to discuss matters of personnel. Do we suspect a need to come and vote on anything?
No.
Okay, so I guess we'll come out and adjourn afterwards. Okay, here is the signed contract.
Are you guys good with the...